on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
All right, it's 7 o'clock on a Thursday evening. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. Welcome into the non-league hour. Journey back to 1985 to kick things off this week. That was Tears for Fears, of course, and Head Over Heels. So, first off, we're going to look back at all the action that's taken place over the last week involving the local non-league club. Starting off with the National League. And on Saturday, Southend United, still in all sorts of shenanigans off of the field, took on Gateshead at Roots Hall, with many fans fearing that that could possibly have been the last game at the ground where they've played since 1950. 55. Big date for the club this coming Wednesday when they face a court hearing with HMRC, who they owe $1.4 million, threatening to have the club wound up if the money is not paid by or on that date. So very worrying times indeed. But the management team, Kevin Mayer and his coaches Mark Bentley and Darren Curry, and the playing staff, who remember they've not been able to add to and haven't been paid since the end of December, have continued to work minor miracles, really. They beat Gateshead 1-0 on Saturday. The only goal of the match was scored by Henry Sandat, 17-year-old product of the academy, local lad, making his first start for the club. And within 5 minutes, he had got his name on the score sheet. So well done to him, scoring the only goal of the match. Meanwhile, also in the National League on Saturday, Dagenham and Redbridge travelled to struggling Scunthorpe United, and they were on the wrong end of they were on the end of a 3-2 defeat. Harry Phipps put the Daggers in front after 8 minutes, but Scunthorpe ended up leading 2-1 at half time, and scored again in the last minute. Dean Rant scored a very late injury time goal for the Daggers, but it proves to be a consolation as the home side won by 3-2. And both sides were in action, Southend and Dagenham, that is, on Tuesday night. Southend had a very difficult journey to league leaders Notts County, and they were well beaten on the night by 4-0. Incidentally, Dagenham and Redbridge travelled out on Saturday themselves, but it was a better Tuesday night for the Daggers, who entertained Aldershot Town at the Sheikh Ould Construction Stadium, and they won by 2-1, thanks to strikes on the side of a half-time by Angelo Balanza and Julia Mariah. So as things stand, Southend still in the playoff spots. They're currently in 6th place on the 50 points, having played 31. Dagenham and Redbridge in 10th, they've played 32 and they're on 45. Notts County, as I say, still top, 5 points ahead of Wrexham in 2nd place, but Notts have played 2 games more than big spending Wrexham. Woking, Chesterfield, Bartley and Eastleigh also in the playoff spot. So the other end of the table, that was a massive win for Scunthorpe against Dagenham and Redbridge, but they're still 23rd, only Maidstone United below them, and Torquay, who play Southend on Saturday, and Gateshead, who Southend beat this Saturday, just gone on the other side in the relegation zone.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So, on to the Vanarama National South, and on Saturday, Braintree Town moved above their big rivals, Chelmsford City. That happened during the week, actually. Braintree on Saturday drew 1-1 with Dartford. Remember, the Iron are still unbeaten at Cressy Road this season. Tough task for them against second-placed Dartford, but they picked up a point in a 1-1 draw. Also drawing on Saturday were Chelmsford City, who travelled to Dover, and that match was goalless. And our other local side drew on Saturday as well. Concord Rangers travelled to Tunbridge Angels, and they drew 2-2. Mo Betterman and Ricky Modest were the scorers for Rob Small's Beach Boys. Chelmsford were back in action on Monday night, this time at Melbourne Park, where they faced Tunbridge Angels themselves, and an absolutely superb 96-minute winner by Liam Trotter, the experienced midfielder who's been such a hit at Melbourne this season, scored the Clarets all 3 points. Do try and have a look at that goal online if you haven't seen it. It really was an absolute belter from Liam Trotter. And on Tuesday night, no midweek fixture for Concord this week, but Braintree Town travelled to Wellington United, and it was that 2-0 win which took them above Chelmsford. The Iron are now in sixth place, Chelmsford seventh, although it's very, very close because they've both played 33 and they're both on 55 points. Braintree have a goal difference of plus 10 compared to the Clarets plus 9, so that's why Angelo Harrop's side have gone above City, at least for the time being. Concord still in the drop zone, but not cut adrift by any means, because they've played 28 and they're on 27 points, but Chippenham Town, just above the drop zone, have only one more point, and Concord have games in hand on all of the teams around them, so they certainly can still get out of it, that's for sure. We'll take a look at the Isthmian League after we've heard Coldplay and Higher Power.
Sometimes I just can't take it. Sometimes I just can't take it, and it isn't alright. I'm not gonna make it. And I think my shoes are tied. I'm like a broken record. I'm like a broken record, and I'm not playing right. Just gonna go out and kill me. You tell me on the heavenly phone to hold tight. Come on, come on, oh, 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 come on, come on, don't let go. Hold tight, hold tight. Oh, oh, oh. It's alright, you said. I got my hands up shaking just to let you know that you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and she really someone I wanna know. This boy is electric. This boy is electric, and you're sparkling like the universe connected. Night after night after night, this joy is electric. This joy is electric, and you're circling through. I'm so happy that I'm alive. Happy I'm alive at the same time as you, 'cause you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and you're really someone. Just to let you know.
John Sharp inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. So on to the Isthmian Premier League, and let's take a look first at Saturday's action. Billericay Town were playing at New Lodge against Haringey Borough, and Billericay managed to win by 3-1, courtesy of goals from Michael Chambers, Kareem Aziaka, and Bradley Stevenson, who's been so prolific for them this season, added a third just after the break. Haringey replied from the penalty spot just before the hour mark, but that proved to be a consolation only for them, a 3-1 win for Billericay. Aveley, meanwhile, capped up their promotion challenge with a 2-0 win at home to Lewis. George Sykes and Ollie Coker, Southend United lonely the scorers for the Millers down at Parkside. Bowden Pitsey continued to battle against the drop. It was a tough task for them at home to the league leaders, Bishop Stortford. And unfortunately for Bowers, Ryan Huckle put the ball through his own net 6 minutes before half time to give Stortford a 1-0 lead. So they stay top above Aveley. Good win for Canvey Island, which keeps them in the playoff spots. They beat Enfield Town by 3-0. Second half goals from Joe Paxman, Bradley Satch and Rob Girdleston gave the Gulls all 3 points. And another side challenger for promotion, Hornchurch. They enjoyed a very good win at home to struggling Herne Bay, winning 5-1. Ellis Brown, Sam Higgins, who scored a hat-trick, and Adi Yusuf were the scorers for the Urchins. So, looking at the table, Bishop Stortford stay above Aveley. They're on 62 points, Aveley on 60, and Stortford have played two less. They've played 30. Hornchurch, who have played 29 games, they're on 59 points in third. Enfield Town just behind them. They've played 30 and have 55 points. Canvey Island, on the other side in the playoff spots, played 30 and they're on 54. Billericay Town, after that win against Haringey, are in 12th place. They've played 32 and they're on 47. And Bowes and Pitsy still in the relegation zone, just the 5 points out of their 32 games, on 24 points, and they're currently 3 points from safety.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
And a couple of our local teams were in action on Tuesday night as well. There was another win for Hornchurch, Bridge Avenue against Bognor Regis Town. Sam Higgins again scoring the only goal of the game from the penalty spot after 37 minutes. And unfortunately, another defeat for Hastings United. Bowes and Pitsy, who travelled to Hastings United, and they lost by 2-0. So, on to the Isthmian North, and just looking at Saturday's results, Heybridge Swifts picked up a 2-2 draw away to AFC Sudbury. East Surrey United beat Bury Town by a 0-0. Alex Hernandez scoring after 57 minutes down at Rookery Hill. Grays Athletic travelled to play struggling Goulston, and they picked up a 2-1 win thanks to a brace from Callum Leahy. Maldon Tiptree were beaten at home by one of the promotion chasers, Felixstowe and Walton United. Michael Finneran, he scored Maldon Tiptree's goal after 33 minutes, but Felixstowe scored twice in the second half to claim all 3 points. It was a 16th win on the bounce for Hashtag United away to New Salamis, thanks to goals from Max Cornhill and Toby Amaloran. And struggling Tilbury were beaten 2-0 at home by Lowestoft Town. Witham Town, very good win for them at home to Stowe Market Town. Michael Barrick scoring either side of half time for Witham. And defeat for Holbridge Sports, who are now battling against the drop. They were beaten 2-1 at Wroxham. Jake Gordon gave Sports the lead on 56 minutes, but Wroxham replied in the 59th and 69th minutes to take all 3 points. Now, on Tuesday night, Brentwood Town, who didn't have a game on Saturday, they were back in action at the Brentwood Centre Arena for their first match under their new manager, Craig Shipman, who is in his second spell at the club. He was appointed after the departure of Rod Stringer last week, and he saw his new side draw 1-1 with New Salamis. I spoke to him after the match, and here's what he had to say. Craig, your first game back in charge of Brentwood Town, your second spell here obviously, you managed to get a point, but do you think you should have had all three?
Yeah, I think, to be fair, in the first 20 minutes, I thought the game could have been dead and buried. They had three or four good chances to put the game to bed and sort of enjoy the next, like, you know, 60, 70 minutes. But yeah, they sort of found their way back into the game, sort of caught us on a counter break and got themselves back in the game just 10 minutes before half time. But overall, I was really, really pleased with how the team played. I think we dominated the game, especially in the second half. Yep. In terms of shots on goal, yeah, it didn't really, you know, punish enough for me. But in terms of possession, territorially, box entries, I thought it was fantastic. So yeah, I'm really, really pleased with the reaction I've got so far.
Okay. What were your first impressions of the squad of players that you've inherited here?
Oh, mate, I put in the group chat when I got first put in there. What an honour. Like, what a group of players to be able to inherit. Like, on and off the pitch, they're top lads. So I...
Sorry about that, the interview stopped halfway through. I'll try and sort that for you right now. Okay, while I'm doing that, let's have a bit more music.
Respect the ball.
Spell and Kim and Respectable. Right, I'm going to have another go and hope that it doesn't stop halfway through this time. This is my post-match interview with Brentwood Town manager Craig Shipman after his side drew 1-1 with New Salamis on Tuesday night. Here we go, take two. Craig, your first game back in charge of Brentwood Town, your second spell here obviously. You managed to get a point, but do you think you should have had all three?
Yeah, I think, to be fair, in the first 20 minutes, I thought the game could have been dead and buried. They had three or four good chances to put the game to bed and sort of enjoy the next, like, you know, 60, 70 minutes. But yeah, they sort of found their way back into the game, sort of caught us on a counter break and got themselves back in the game just 10 minutes before half time. But overall, I was really, really pleased with how the team played. I think we dominated the game, especially in the second half.
Yep.
In terms of shots on goal, yeah, it didn't really, you know, punish enough for me. But in terms of possession, territorially, box entries, I thought it was fantastic. So yeah, I'm really, really pleased with the reaction I've got so far.
Okay. What were your first impressions of the squad of players that you've inherited here?
Oh, mate, I put in the group chat when I got the first put in there, what an honour. Like, what a group of players to be able to inherit. Like, on and off the pitch, they're top, top lads. So it excites me the fact that I get to work with them, and I've not even worked with them yet. And that's the performance they give me so far. So you wait until...
tonight, which is a massive good platform that we've produced tonight, so I'm really pleased.
Yeah, sounds like from what you're saying, you're really pleased with the group. Do you think the squad needs to be strengthened in any areas itself?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, I'm not going to say where or anything like that, but yeah, it's a little bit thin on the ground at the moment. There's been quite a lot of change over with players this season, so I don't want to come in and tear it apart. I just want to add a few little adjustments to where we think needs to be. And making a settled squad of what we need going forward for the next 13 games to the end of the next 12 games to the end of the season, and then in the summer then we'll sort of review it and see where we're at. But at the moment, every single player has got a brilliant opportunity to show me what they're capable of doing, and then whether they want to carry on the journey with us into next season.
Obviously, you've managed the club before. This is going back about sort of six seasons now.
Yeah.
As much changed here.
Yeah, loads. Yeah, I left when Jez Dickinson and Dave Parks took over. They rang me to come back, and at the time I needed a good fresh start. Went back into just coaching and assistant managing, which I really enjoyed, really embraced it. I think I've evolved as a coach and a manager since then. I think the boys, that obviously like the likes of Andy Freeman, Jack Adlington, they've seen that because they've played under me before. I think it's been a bit of a shock to the system today. But yeah, in terms of the club, the way it's been run, you've got so many good people here that want to help, want to push the club in the right direction. And let's have it right, John. I wouldn't be here if it didn't want to go in the right direction, hence why I've come back. So I'm really excited that this club can sort of go on to the next platforms.
Yeah, my next question was what inspired you to come back here, but I think you've answered that one. Really.
Yeah, the squad, the excitement of what they want to try and do behind the background, the management team that were happy to come with me. I work with all them at Concord Rangers.
Yep.
They're fantastic people, and as soon as this came up as an opportunity, when I spoke to them and they said yeah, to have them alongside me, I was like, this is going to be brilliant. I'm going to really enjoy being part of, you know, with having them working with me. So yeah, all them things tick all the boxes for me.
Okay, thanks for your time, Craig, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.
That just goes to show you can't always rely on technology. At least I managed to restart it more or less where I left off on that occasion. That was Craig Shipman, the new manager of Brentwood Town, starting his second spell in charge at the Brentwood Centre Arena after he saw his new charges draw 1-1 with New Salamis on Tuesday night. Matt Cripps opened the scoring for the Blues after 12 minutes, and veteran striker Derek Asamoah, whose son, Malisi Asamoah, was actually playing alongside him. Derek Asamoah, he's now 41, I think his son's 20, and they were actually playing up front together for New Salamis, but it was Asamoah Senior who scored the equaliser after 34 minutes to ensure that his side took a point there. But very positive words from Craig Shipman. He's delighted to be back there, I could tell. And he seems very pleased with the squad of players he's got, although he did hint that he may have to strengthen in some areas. If you go to our website, phoenixfm.com, and find the sports section, you can find a little summary of that game, which I posted there. Elsewhere in the East Wing North on Saturday, on Tuesday, there was a 1-0 win for Maldon Tittery United at Basildon United. Michael Finneran scored for the second game in a row, 9 minutes from time. That was the only goal of the game at Gardiners Close. And it was a 17th win in a row for Hashtag United away to Cockeshall Town, and it brought to an end Cockeshall's recent revival. And it was Toby Amorolaren and Alex Teniola who scored for Hashtag in the first half. Josh Asudi replied for Cockeshall 12 minutes from time, but the Tags held on for the 3 points. And at Rookery Hill, there was a win for East Thurrock United over struggling Great Way Green Rovers. First half goals from Johnny Ashman and Harry Hope in that game. Holwich Sports lost 3-0 at Goulston. They're still struggling. And another struggling side, Tilbury, were beaten 2-0 at home by Witham Town, for whom Abdul Rashid Ajani Salu and Michael Barrick were the scorers just either side of the half-hour mark. So, going ahead into the weekend's fixtures, Hashtag remains top of the table after that incredible run of 17 victories on the bounce. 28 played, 73 points. 4 points behind them, though, AFC Sudbury, who they face on Saturday, incidentally, and Sudbury have a game in hand on them. Haybury Swift still in the playoff spots in fifth, just 1 point ahead of Grays Athletic, who are on 49, but Grays have a game in hand on them. The other two sides in the playoff spots are Lowestoft Town and Felixstowe and Walton United. Looking further down the table, East Thurrock United currently in eighth place, played 28, 44 points. Brentwood Town now 12th, or staying 12th rather, after a draw with New Salamis, played 26, 35 points. Maldon Tittery just behind them in 13th, played 28, and the same amount of points. 14th, Witham Town, played 26, 26 points. 15th, Basildon United, played 26, and they're on 23. Tilbury, they've played 26, and they're on 19 points in 16th place. In the playoff relegation spots, Holbridge Sports in 17th, Goulston in 18th. The bottom two, Cockshall Town, despite their recent revival, they remain in the drop zone in 19th. They've played 26. And they have 16. And Great Wakering Rovers, who are beginning to get cut adrift, to be honest, they make up the bottom spot. They have played 27 and they're on 13. So let's take a quick look at the Southern League Division 1 Central, shall we? Look at Saturday's games first of all. Wins for both of our local sides. Waltham Abbey beat Highworth Town at Cabbagecross by 3-1. And it was also a win for Walthamstow. It beat Kempston Rovers 3-2 at home. Thanks to a brace from Callum Ibey and Duncan Cullen scored from the penalty spot 7 minutes from time for Stowe, who are currently in 8th place. Waltham Abbey are on 9th. That's the situation after Stowe had another win on Tuesday night. They beat Biggleswade Town at home by 3-2. And that's consolidated their position in 8th place.
Understood.
That's a coming song from the Subways. That's called Uncertain Joys. It's 23 minutes to 8 on a Thursday night on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to the Non-League Hour. I'm John Chubb. Just letting you know what's happening on... for the rest of Thursday evening on Phoenix FM. Nikki Treffers, who did a very first show last week, she is going to be back between 8 and 10 p.m. with the Modern Essex Girl. And as followed by Gareth Williams, who is in the house between 10 and midnight with Bumper to Bumper, a Truffaridian alternative from the 1960s onwards. And tonight, Gareth is going to be chatting to Conrad Ellis from indie band The Luca State. So that's the rest of your Thursday evening on Phoenix FM. Let's take a look at the results in the Essex Senior League now, shall we? And on Saturday, leaders Enfield were beaten by Athletic Newham 1-0. It was a draw, 2-2 between Buckhurst Hill and Little Oakley. Woodford Town 1-1-0 at FC Clacton. Finished Ilford 1, Housedy Town 1. Redbridge went top on Saturday after beating Barking by 4-0. West Essex, who are in good form at the moment, they won 3-0 at Salbridgeworth Town. And Southend Manor, having not won all season, won their second game on the bounce. They beat the side just above them, Clapton, 3-2 at South Church Park, to go within 3 points of them. Finished Stanway Rovers 1, Stansted 2. Takeley 2, Romford 1. White Ant Iron 2, Saffron Walden 4. And on Tuesday night, there were some games as well. Some of these were cup games, actually. In the league, FC Clacton won Enfield 2. And that ensured that Enfield went back to the top of the table, which I'll look at in a moment. Southend Manor's revival was ended by Little Oakley, where they lost by 2-0. Salbridgeworth beat Stanway Rovers by 2-1. There were cup games in the Harry Butcher Memorial Trophy. Finished Housedy Town 2, Romford 3, Saffron Walden 1, Woodford Town 2, and Takeley 1, Redbridge 3. It was one league game on Wednesday night. Finished Athletic Newham 2, Clapton 1. So Enfield back on top, having played 24 and they won 58 points. 2 points ahead of Redbridge on 56. Redbridge have played one more. Also in the top five, FC Clacton, Woodford Town and West Essex. Southend Manor still bottom, but they're within 3 points of Clapton, who are on 12. They've played 25, though, for Southend Manor, who have played 28. And they are 9 points in last place. Let's just have a quick look at the Thurlow and Division 1 South now. And on Saturday, finished Burnham Ramblers 1, Wormley Rovers 2, Cannonswood 2, Basildon Town 3, Enfield Borough, Neil Barkingside 1, Leaders Fremford 1-2-1 away to North West London. It finished Sporting Bengal United 1, Benfleet 2, St Margaret's Brew, Neil May and Baker 1, and Stanway Pegasus 1, Hackney Wick 3. Few midweek fixtures. Tuesday night saw Wormley beat Wivenhoe by 2-1, and Newbury Forest 1, Barkingside 3 was the other result on Tuesday. In the games that took place on Wednesday night, Sporting Bengal United beat Tower Hamlets 4-3. Thumping win for Burnham Ramblers away to bottom club Cockshall United last night as well. They won 6-1 there. So, as I say, Fremford stay top. They're 9 points clear of second place Wormley Rovers. Both sides have played 27. Third of Stanway Pegasus on 53. They've played 29. Basildon Town, who've enjoyed a fine first season so far at step six, they have 51 points from 25 games. Excuse me. And Sporting Bengal United are in fifth place on 49, and they've played 26. Just one other result to let you know about. The final quarter final in the Essex Senior Cup took place on Tuesday night. It was a local derby between Canvey Island and Concord Rangers. The first time those two sides have met competitively for some years. And it finished goalless after 90 minutes. So went straight to penalties, and Concord won local bragging rights as they won the shootout by 3-2. They now play Hornchurch in the semi-final on Tuesday night at the Aspects Arena. The other semi-final takes place on Monday night at Melbourne Park, where Chelmsford City will be playing Braintree Town.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday Teaser Quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1, 2, 3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
After we've heard Al Green, I'm going to go through the fixtures for next week or so. This is Tired of Being Alone. There we go, it's Al Green, Tired of Being Alone. I nearly forgot, actually, just before I go through the weekend fixtures, a few bits of transfer news locally to go through. Dagenham and Redbridge. No, not Dagenham and Redbridge. I left that one on there from last week when I updated my notes. Chelmsford City, I'm going to mention first of all. They have signed a new striker, Michael Falivi, formerly Watford, where he began his career. He played one Premier League game for them. Had a spell alone on Coventry. Went on to play for AFC Wimbledon, Bournemouth and Colchester United. But now he's arrived at Melbourne Park in the National League South. Meanwhile, in ESPN Premier League, striker Javon Splatt has left Billericay Town after only 2 months at New Lodge. He only joined them just before Christmas. He has signed for Leatherhead of ESPN South Central. In ESPN North, meanwhile, a few bits of transfer news. Avely, they've signed for Joshua Favolo from Maidstone United. Coggeshall Town have signed midfielder Evan Collard from Stowmarket Town on a permanent basis, having previously played for the club on loan. And there was a triple signing for Tilbury this week. Three new faces at Chadfield. Charlie Heatley, Ayo Shogbenny and Saheed Nallo have all signed for the Dockers. Heatley is a forward whose former clubs include Basildon United, Barking and Frenford in the Thurlow Nun. Shogbenny, defender, ex-Crystal Palace youth team player who has gone on to play for Basildon United and Coggeshall Town. And Nallo is a young midfielder who's coming on loan from Leyton Orient. Finally, Hayward Swifts have a new goalkeeper on loan. Their manager, Steve Tilson, has signed Tom Ray on loan from National League South Dartford, and he made his debut for them on Saturday.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So on to the weekend's fixtures. National League first of all, and Southend United travelled to Torquay United, with some supporters fearing it could be the club's last game. Obviously we hope not, but that all depends on what happens in court on Wednesday the 1st of March. Dagenham and Redbridge are on the road as well on Saturday. They have a very tough task away to the side who beat Southend on Tuesday night, Notts County. That one will be a 5:20 kickoff, incidentally, because the BT Sport cameras are going to be in Meadow Lane for that one. That one's live on TV. Meanwhile, in the National League on Tuesday, let me just check. I think there was midweek fixtures there. Yes, one actually, Dagenham and Redbridge, their way at Maidenhead United on Tuesday night. In the National South, meanwhile, on Saturday, Chelmsford City face tabletoppers Ebbsfleet United. A tough task for anybody. That game, with them being 11 points clear at the top of the table at the moment. Concord Rangers continue their fight against the drop, playing the only side below them at the Aspect Arena. They were at home to Weymouth. Braintree have an away trip to Farnborough on Saturday. No midweek fixtures this week in the National South. It's been Premier, meanwhile, on Saturday. Canberra Island, their way at Corinthian Casuals. Hornchurch travel to Cray Wanderers. Averley are away at Herne Bay. Bowers and Pitsy go to Kingstonian. And Billericay Town, they are away at Lewis, who are currently a few places above them in ninth place. And on Tuesday night, there's no local sides in action on Tuesday night, but Bishop Stortford, the tabletoppers, they face struggling Herne Bay. In the Isthmian North, meanwhile, on Saturday, Brentwood Town are at home to Coggeshall. Grays Athletic have a local derby against Tilbury. Great Wakering, currently bottom of the table. They face Malden and Tiptree. Hashtag, this is the big game on Saturday. Hashtag United, top of the table, face second-placed AFC Sudbury at Lensammon Stadium. Haybridge Swifts at home to New Salamis. Holbridge Sports face East Thurrock United. And Basildon United have a trip to Stowmarket Town. Finally, Witham Town, they are away at Lowestoft Town. A few games on Tuesday night as well. Basildon United at home to Tilbury. Brentwood Town travel to Bury Town. Cogshaw at Stowmarket, and Witham Town face New Salamis. In the Southern League Division 1 Central on Saturday, Walthamstow travel to Ware, and Waltham Abbey are at Biggleswade Town. And in midweek, sorry, I've clicked on the wrong screen there. 1 second. Waltham Abbey at Welling Garden City on Tuesday night. And on Wednesday, Walthamstow, they have an away trip to fourth placed Kidlington. I'll have a quick run through the main fixtures in the Essex Senior and the Thurlow Nun shortly for you as well.
Can do. Everybody wants to. It's gonna hurt someone,
somebody,
before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone. There's nothing we can do.
Everybody,
everybody wants to touch somebody. If it takes all night, everybody wants to take a little chance and make it come out.
There we go, it's the Eagles and Heartache Tonight. Just got time to tell you about the Essex Senior League. Quick look at the main fixtures this weekend. Takeley versus Enfield at the top of the table side. Redbridge in second. They are at home to Housted Town. They're the main ones to look out for, really, on Saturday. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South, Frenford will be looking to stay top of the table as they travel to Cannons Wood. And Wormley Rovers, just behind them in the table, they have a home fixture against Parkview. Also, on, as I mentioned earlier, Monday and Tuesday night, the Essex Senior Cup semi-finals take place. Chelmsford City take on their big local rivals, Braintree Town, at Melbourne Park on Monday, kick-off at 7:30. I'm hoping to be at Melbourne for that one, actually. And on Tuesday night, in the other semi-final at the Aspect Arena, Concord Rangers take on Hornchurch. That's it from me. Nikki Treffers is waiting in the wings, so stick around for her, the modern Essex girl. I shall be back on Saturday afternoon, all being well, 3 till 6pm for Phoenix Sport. I hope you can join me then. If not, I'm back 7 till 8pm with the non-league hour next Thursday. Look after yourselves. I'm going to leave you now with Elton John and Are You Ready for Love? Good night.
If you can, wish for something special. Let it be me. My love is free. Sing a song to yourself. Think of someone listening. One melody. You're up for me. Write a symphony just for you and me. If you let me love you, I'll paint a masterpiece just for you to see. If you let me love you, let me love you. Are you ready? Are you ready for love? Yes, I am. Are you? Are you ready? Are you ready for love? Yes, I am. There, loving you forever. Don't
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.